Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am at the Natural Hair Fest in Brooklyn, New York. It is my great honor. You guys met her just last week right here on our broadcast, Miss Eartha Watts Hicks. Okay, the author and so many other things, the proprietor, of course. You have just so many things going on. And you guys, you were on the show with gossip maven Flo Anthony, one of my favorite folks in the whole wide world. You know what, Eartha, I got to start with this. I didn't get a chance to tell you guys. The real story behind this is that Flo, her magazine, I was there about 20-something years ago when she started her one of her publications. And they gave me my first job in media.
Wow.
So not Flo, but her publisher, her editor at large. So I was very, very grateful. And I never forgot that it was because of Flo, and by extension, you know, I was able to get off to a great start. So just wanted to touch on that, especially since you were on the show last week. So let's talk a little bit about this. First, we got to talk about these wonderful books and being an amazing author. Let's catch everybody up a little bit. Eartha, tell a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Carrie. I'm Eartha Watts Hicks. I'm a member of the Harlem Writers Guild. I'm also executive editor at Harlem World Magazine, and I'm a PR writer and affiliate for blackpr.com as well. I've been writing closing in on 23 years now. And my first novel, debut novel, was Love Changes, which won an award from the NAACP. It won the 2013 Literary Game Changer Award in the fiction category. And it's a love story that's set in the South Bronx and Harlem and Midtown Manhattan. And it turns into a strange love triangle featuring a young lady with a baby torn between the father of her baby and her male best friend. And it's infused with comedy, poetry, music, and it was endorsed by Nikki Giovanni herself. So I'm pretty proud of my novel. It took me 10 plus years to write and publish, and then I quoted song lyrics from 18 music publishers, and that process took 4 years.
Well, we've got a lot to chat about, really, because first of all, it looks absolutely beautiful what you've done, and being a writer is not easy. So what advice do you give folks who are trying to get started along that kind of a journey?
Okay. Well, when you're trying to get started, learn the craft and find your tribe. So with me, I started by going to the public library and taking out every book I could find on writing, how to write, the art of fiction, Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott Clemons, Artist Way by Julia Cameron, Right Away by Elizabeth George. So every book I could possibly find on the craft of writing, I read that book. And my goal was to try to just finish this novel myself in 3 months. And that was like a lofty goal because it didn't happen. And once I realized, okay, I cannot do this by myself, that's when I started sharing the pages that I was writing, because I had accumulated a lot of pages, but it was not a novel. So when I shared it to a neighbor, she just so happened to be a published author who just so happened to refer me to my community, my first community, which was the Frederick Douglass Creative Arts Center. And, you know, being a stay-at-home mom with small children, what I did was I took one workshop a year in the summertime. And I started with novel one, and then novel two, and then poetry one and poetry two. And there is where I encountered some very special writers, one being Valerie Wilson Wesley. And I was like a fangirl of Valerie's, as in I would go for 8 weeks with a bag full of her hardcovers. You know, I wanted to ask her to autograph them, and I was always too shy. So I would carry them in and walk away with them unsigned. But Valerie, she eventually, when I did publish my book, she endorsed it as well.
Oh, now, Eartha, I have got to say, first of all, I'm so impressed. We are just loving, just eating all of this up, really, on the broadcast today. So what's next for you, Eartha? Tell us.
Okay, well, what's next is, well, my planner series, which I'm really, really proud of. It's called Planner is the Girl's Best Friend. And I began the planner series because when I was at, I started college at 16 years old, right? And I had a Regent scholarship, but it didn't really fully cover my tuition. So I started working full-time at a bank.
Wow.
And working full-time, going to school full-time, I needed a planner to keep track of my classes and my work schedule and my commitments to student government.
Now, Eartha, let me just have you give everybody, we'll wrap up, just give everybody some kind of social media, some website, some kind of way they can connect with you and your amazing books.
Okay. All right. So I'm all over social media at Eartha Tone. So Earth Tone is a color. I'm Eartha. So it's Eartha Tone, E-A-R-T-H-A-T-O-N-E. And that's on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. It's everywhere. And my website is a planner is a girl's best friend.com.
All right. On that note, thank you so much for being with us again. We'll see you back here soon.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much.
And you guys.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
We're gonna survive. We stay on that road.
When I created Karate several years back, I was looking to do something for something big in the way of hair loss. As host of the show and all these other amazing things and being in and around the hair and beauty folks for so long and listening to the cries, the deafening cries of our amazing fans who suffer with hair loss, and it affects so many people. We're talking high numbers here who struggle with hair loss and the medical term alopecia. And so I wanted to address this product line in something that I felt could make a difference and literally give them a fighting chance to have another opportunity at growing their hair back. And I have to say, what I was able to work with folks who understood my idea for a scientific approach, along with some amazing all-natural ingredients. And when it comes to product lines, everything is about having, what goes in that bottle be the best that it can be. And then also coupling it with an amazing name and branding. And that's what we did with Karate. And after rigorous testing and all of that, it was ready to make its debut. And I'm so proud. Our amazing hair shampoo and conditioner was released with amazing results. To folks who have, it's made its way all the way over to Africa. I'm so proud of that. We've had distributors all over the country. We have orders that are placed to, folks who carry our products at their hair salons and barbershops. And what I love about Karate is that it's used for men and women equally. And so it's good for the whole family. And it's all about stimulation of the scalp, and Karate specializes in that. And that's what I'm so happy about. Now, it took some work to get it off the ground. So I don't want folks thinking that it's so easy to develop products. It is not. It is work. And you need a plan and an effective product. And so otherwise you can be in big trouble. So I'm so very happy that we have Karate. And we will always have Karate. It is 100%, it's amazing, and I love it, and this is just the beginning for Karate. So the shampoo, conditioner, and our amazing beard oil that does so much for the guys. So, this is something that is fantastic. The barbershops carry our Karate beard oil. In their shops, we have all kinds of wholesale, opportunities. You could even be a distributor for the beard oil. You could be a distributor for the shampoo and conditioner. We also have a complete line that is also being released as well, and so many other things. And I just want to say thank you to the many customers and fans of our Karate products. And we thank you. And if you would like to order Karate, certainly you can reach us, as you know, on the internet through our social media. Or you can simply go to our website at hairadio.com and contact us, or just give us a call at our amazing brand new customer service number, which is 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. It's a toll-free number. And so I thank you for supporting my brand. And by the way, it's Carapy, as in carry and therapy. Thank you.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
So now, are you still doing hair? Are you still working in the hair stuff, or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, LaSonya Nicole, and the hair industry?
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't going to happen. That's true. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But so for LaSonya, I don't just do hair. That's not, you know, what I like to classify it as. I really do educate the consumers and stylists. It's really a strong focus in hair care for me. That's where my passion is. That's where my heart is, you know, getting people to understand that protective styles are not always protective, the health and the health of the hair, the health of the scalp. And so since I'm doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I opened up a new salon in our big Westfield Mall in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I have a salon in Annapolis Mall that's doing really well. It's called Salon MW. So that's salon, then the letter M, the word double, and the letter U. And that is my baby. We have multiple stylists that are coming in. I really wanted to be in a different area And I really wanted to focus on merging the gap in the, you know, a lot of times hair is pretty, you know, kind of segregated. You know, typically black folks go to a black salon, white folks go to a white salon, and so forth and so forth. And I really wanted to be in an area to be able to merge that. And that's why I chose to go into Annapolis Mall. We focus
now,
a lot on.
Have you been able to do just that? Has
yes.
it worked out?
Yes,
that way?
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay. It's great. You know, in the morning you have the walkers that come in. You know, we do a lot of extensions. So we are certified in quite a few extension methods inside the salon. So it has been really, really great. I'm not quite sure. I didn't go to Annapolis a long time ago. But I love
okay.
it. I absolutely love it. And just one brief thing, like I was struggling with a name for the salon, and I could not come up with a name. And
wasn't
I had, you know, like I was.
Carrie High?
It wasn't speaking to me at that point in time. But to that point is how I got to Salon MW. So my family's last name is McGriff Wallace, and so we go by the MWs all the time. But I was listening to a podcast, and in this podcast, it was speaking about how as black people, we always take our money from our family and we give it to another family. It was talking about how, you know, like Walmart is named after the Waltons and Maybach,
right, right.
or you take your money and you give it to Wells Fargo, who is two different families.
Exactly.
And so
right.
from listening to that podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave money for my family. And that's how I came up with the
exactly.
Salon MW. But double is spelled out just to have a little, you know, twist on the MW.
Right.
So yeah. it's named after my family. It's named after my children,
yeah.
which half is, you know, half of my children. We have a blended family, so half has a last name that starts with the M, and the other half has a last name that starts with the W. And so it was like, yeah, this is going to be our legacy. So we're projecting
yes,
to open
I
up
love
in another
that.
Westfield mall, and then, you know, we want to continue to open up salons in different places in different Westfield malls. So that's where
that.
We are
I love
right now.
That. Yes, leaving that
is
legacy
that
with the actual name. I love that. I love that. Now, if in your
yes.
salon, do you focus on all types of hair care? You mentioned the extensions, but do you do natural hair and just everything?
So extensions is not extensions is not what I would necessarily call hair care, but we focus on the health of the hair
right.
and
okay.
the health of the scalp. That is where we
right.
focus, like we have the spa treatments, like, you know, there's going to be some type of treatment that's always done when you come in that caters to the scalp or caters to your hair. And then from
right.
there, it's all about the products that we're putting in your hair and the way, you know, like, for instance, like with our silk press, a lot of people get silk presses all the time, but their hair is damaged. Their curls don't convert back.
Right.
They have a lot of breakage.
Right.
So our process with the silk press, where you have to go through training for it, guarantees that your hair always converts back. You have to know the difference between whether you're using a tourmaline flat iron or whether you're using a ceramic flat iron, because those heat settings need to be different. So that's where
that's
we're
right.
coming in, focusing
all
on
right.
the health of the hair and
the health
of
the
scalp. You know, like if your scalp, like we have machines that can see if the pores in your scalp are blocked or if you have multiple follicles coming out of a pore or just one, or if that follicle is damaged. And so we need to do treatments to get the health of that follicle back or the health of the strands of hair back. So that's what I mean when I say we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp, because you can't have healthy hair when you don't have a healthy foundation.
Exactly. And
right, that's
I,
where
I
it
want
starts.
To get something to
yeah.
say. It's not just, you know, coverings. And I understand
yeah.
that. And I get what
yeah.
you're saying.
And, you know, a lot
yeah.
of people are like, you know, they are healthy hair care, but what does that mean? What does it mean to have
right.
healthy hair care? It's not just, you know, like even when we do extensions, there's a proper way to put extensions in. And then there is a way that when you put extensions in, as we see a lot of times now, people come out of extensions and weaves and don't have any edges. So what
exactly.
is it that you do
exactly.
to prevent and make sure that that protective style is actually really truly protective. So that's
exactly
where we come in, and we focus a lot on true hair and scalp care.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us again. You guys know her. She's been out there for quite a few years and doing it big time. We're talking about the one and only Miss Camille Friend. Let me just say, Academy Award nominee, Miss Camille Friend. Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back to the Hair Radio Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you to all your viewers. I so much appreciate having this forum because this is about us. And that's, you know,
exactly.
I love talking to hairstylists. Yeah.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. We appreciate having you here. Especially, I remember the first time you got you when you were on our show, and you shared so much behind the scenes that, you know, and I heard so much feedback from it. I just wanted to pass that along to you. Just outstanding.
Okay.
So, and thank you for being so forthright. Because a lot of folks,
no problem.
Okay,
no, I think,
because,
you know, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
go ahead, please.
Say, yeah. Carrie, I was just going to say, you know, there's so much, you know, I want to call it mystique about, like, what is entertainment?
Exactly.
What is it like to do, you know, hair and makeup behind the scenes? And for me, I just like people to have the truth and know the truth. So, you know, as they enter this profession, they can do it to the best of their ability. So that's why I just like to tell people really what it is.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's talk about what it is, okay? Let's go back
let's
a little bit.
About-
you have yes, you've been a part of some of the biggest blockbuster movies out there. But I got to say, now, what was one of the early forays into the entertainment side that maybe wasn't as huge as some of these big blockbusters that you've been part of? So did you start on some of the lower budget movies? How did all that come into, you know, the Janelle and these huge movies? Huge.
We all start from somewhere, and for me, I started in TV. So the first show that I worked on was a Third Rock from the Sun, and from
I love that show. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my.
People loved that show.
Yeah.
So that's
where
I started. So I started in third rock, and I really learned a lot, and I really had a great mentor on that show. Her name was Pixie Schwartz, and I was new in the business, and she really took me under her wing and really taught me about what TV was and how, like, the pace of TV. And so I learned a lot from her. And then after that, another wonderful woman, her name is Irma Kent. That's when she picked me up and you know, and she started showing me, like, what movies look like. So, you know, along the way, I've had so many people help me along in my journey, and I want people to know, like, it is about those people who help you. And, you know, and that's why I do what I do now. That's why I like mentoring and doing what I do, because I'm now in the position to help people.
Exactly. Well, you definitely have been doing that. And just setting just an amazing example out there for folks who are trying to get into this part of the business. But, you know, the start at Third Rock, that's high. That's amazing. You know, and I still watch it to this day. I mean, I really do. I still love that show. So awesome. Yeah. Now, speaking of which, so what's the difference? Is there a huge difference between working in hairstyling for a TV project versus one of these big movies?
I think the pace is different. So I'm going to say, too, and the business has changed. So I'll just take you back. So, like, when I was doing Third Rock from the Sun, that's what we called a three-camera sitcom. You know, they rehearsed for a couple of days, and you had one evening to shoot. So, you know, it was much more of a faster-paced scenario. Where now, I'm going to say, in TV is what we call more episodic, where episodic is really close to, like, shooting a film. So when you're doing a episodical, you know, TV show, it's pretty much like shooting a film. Like, you know, you basically, one episode, they shoot them anywhere from, you know, like, some projects that are smaller, some that are bigger. You know, they can take a week or 2 weeks to shoot one episode. So that is much more of what I call a pace of, like, what we do in movies, which is, you know, it's a slower pace than television, but, you know, television and films are kind of really have matched each other on how they're shot and the style that they're shot and the money that is spent on both mediums.
Wow. And I heard you mention about the wonderful folks who took you under their wing and kind of helped you along with all of that. So got to talk a little bit about that kind of advice that you pass along with your mentoring. I know that you do a lot of the mentoring out there and helping folks along with, you know, that they may be just entering the business. So so share with us, tell us a little bit about those experiences, because that I find that incredible. And it's kind of surprising. I didn't expect that, you know, to find that the folks would be so forthcoming in that. I think that's amazing. I'm happy to hear it. I'm very happy to hear that, you know, that folks help you along a little bit and you're doing that with others out there. And we kind of probably need that to kind of translate back over to, you know, to the salons and so forth, you guys know out there. So I think this is, all right. Well, Camille, go ahead. Please comment.
I just want to speak to this, Carrie. So I feel like, you know, helping people get into the business or even the people who are in the business, I call it very much an inside job in the sense of it's for us who are on the inside to make the changes. So if it's more education, if it's more diversity, if it's more inclusion, that's something where it all starts in the inside and we have to help each other. And, you know, like that's why especially like my introductory class, I call it, which is the Blueprint for Beginners. That's something that I did that class because people would come to me all the time. How do I get in the union? What is it like? So I was like, well, I'm going to make a class on what it is to get into the union. How do you get into the union? What are the unions? How to have your resume and portfolio. All of those things in that class are going to help you get to, I call it day one, where you're working in or on a movie or a television show. It's prepping you so when you go in that first day, you have a good insight on what you should be doing And it's all not foreign to you, because if you come the first day on set and it's foreign to you, you're like a deer in headlights and you're like, oh no, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you could be making mistakes. But if you have the knowledge, when the first day that you come to set, it can be a beautiful day, and then you can grow as a person and evolve.
I love it. Now, you know, folks going to want to know how to take your the class, but we're going to have to share all of that or direct everybody.
Oh, of course. I mean, and it's very, very simple. It's hairscholars.com, and you can go on there, and we have all our classes. And, I mean, Carrie, I'm actually excited to announce we are getting ready to, in July, we are getting ready to start also, we're going to have our practical classes, and the first classes I'm going to put out are my wig classes. So I'm really going to show people how we do wigs in the industry. Now I'm going to say it again, in the industry, not how we do it on Instagram, not how we do it on YouTube.
Last time I think when we had you here, Camille, you had mentioned about 300 wigs for I think a project or so. I thought I'd fall out. Incredible.
Yes.
Now you work with the hair team, so tell us a little bit about that, because that's, you know, a lot of us couldn't fathom, you know, working with so many different items and, you know, the huge quantity that you work with.
Well, you know, it's all a matter of I always have a great staff. Like, I'm only as good as my staff. So the people who I hire who come in to help us, you know, we all there as a team, you know, the hair department, they have to be great people and understand. And a big part of it is being organized. So, you know, if you have 300 wigs, you know, they have to be, like, we'd like to catalog them. We'd like to organize them. We take pictures of them. So, you know, you know, when you say 300 wigs, it sounds like a lot. But in a movie, if you're having, like, you know, if you're having a scene, like, I'm just going to say in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So we have the Talakaneel, who are all the Mayan people. So then we had wigs for all of them. And then we had, you know, wigs for the different tribes. You know, we have wigs for the Jabaris. We have wigs for the King Guards. We have wigs for, you know, everybody. So that's how you end up with such large numbers, because, you know, all these different looks require wigs. So that's how you get into the big numbers. And you just have to stay organized and take a lot of pictures and catalog and just be on top of it.
Wow. Well, we are just so impressed. And the world is too. I have to say, you've been nominated for an Academy Award. We have got to talk about that. Absolutely, Ms. Camille Quinn. Yes. So let's go back to that. Oh, go ahead. Please,
okay.
Jump right on in.
No, I was going to say, you know, Carrie, this is, and I want people to understand this, that, you know, this nomination has been really great, but I want to just let people know this. Like, I've been close to the Oscar nomination 3 times before this.
Wow.
You know, so it was something that I was at home when they didn't call my name. And so everything that I learned from those experiences that got me to this one that made a difference. So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, God prepares you for these things. It doesn't always happen on the first time, the second time. Sometimes it takes the third time. So, you know, I had to be patient, and I didn't allow that I didn't get nominated before to dilute me in any way. It just made me push harder to continue to do work that I knew was good. And I know when the time was right that I'd be recognized. So here we are.
Absolutely. Well, we just love, first of all, just the fact of being nominated. I know that's what everybody says, but I feel that it's so true. I really do. I think that it is extraordinary to me. You've won.
Carrie, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like I won. Like, I'm being serious. There was never a day after being nominated that I was disappointed. Like, absolutely not. Every day I felt like it was a gift. I still feel like it's the gift that keeps giving. And it's like, I'm being serious. Like, I don't really care that I didn't win. Like, I really had such a good time. And it was everything that I wanted or I ever thought it was going to be. And it was just, you know, I had such a great supportive team. So I really, it was a beautiful time for me.
Absolutely. And Camille, they always put in front of your name, Academy Award nominee, Camille, you know, so that's there, you know, which is incredible. Yes. And that is incredible. So and let me just also say this. We are immensely proud of you. We are immensely proud of you. There are no words to express just what this means and how much you represent everybody in the hair community of color. So thank you so much for all that you're doing here. Okay, I just want to make sure that that's clear.
No, thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we've got to talk about The Little Mermaid. We absolutely have to talk about The Little Mermaid, the current project that's out there. So please, you know, there's been a lot of chatter online. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to just kind of get into what the experience was like working on The Little Mermaid and how might that have been different than, you know, Wakanda Forever?
Well, I think it just was a totally different type of movie. And then, you know, I was called in to really to explore the look of Ariel and do it with, you know, with Halle Bailey, just to go in with fresh eyes and see how can we make this work? How can we use her locks? How can we reimagine this? So, you know, I really always thank God that I can be a steward of, I'll just call it, of these movies where they're cultural. And, you know, and to take a culture or take a character and to reimagine it is something that I really feel like it's an honor to do that. So to
Absolutely.
Work with Halle and to work with her natural hair and in order to transform her into this beautiful mermaid, it was just something that it was beautiful. And initially when I went in, I was just going in to design her look. I didn't know that I was going to totally get involved. But then after meeting her, I was like, you know what? I really got to get my hands in this and do it. And after the director and Disney, it was something I was like, I wanted to really get involved and be a part of it.
Absolutely. And like I was just saying, she seems so down to earth. We've caught her in a couple of interviews, and she just seems incredible to have worked with. But everybody, you know, it seems like you work with, like, the top echelon of the folks out there making these big movies. And so, the experiences seem like what it looks like and translates on camera, that, you know, everybody's having fun and, you know, and that's the way it looks and seems like to us. So
most of the time everybody's having fun. I mean, I think people always come in on these kind of projects. They come in ready to work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The collective energy is what propels these movies and drive these movies.
Wow. Well, let me tell you. First of all, folks, if you are just tuning in, if you're just joining us, you're listening to an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I am so excited to welcome back this incredibly accomplished, wonderful industry leader out there. We're talking to the one and only Miss Camille Friend. You guys know she's been just doing big, big things out there with The Little Mermaid, of course, and Black Panther movies, The Wakanda Forever, just on top of so many other projects. I've got to say, we've heard a lot of wonderful things about the hair. We really have for The Little Mermaid. And this whole, like you said, a reimagining, if you will. So I've heard nothing but positive takes on it. So now, do you ever read any of this online and see, you know, do you ever read any of the comments and all that kind of stuff? Or do you kind of, or you wanted to say, no, I don't want to see it?
I see it all. I see the comments. You know, and let me tell you something. I have to be careful because sometimes I want to get in my feelings about some of the comments. Sometimes I can be a bad girl, Carrie. Sometimes when people comment that I know, I will call them on the DM and call them to the carpet because I'm like, if you say this about me, don't think I'm not going to say something back to you. I have a right. Yes. Just like, and I think, yes, you know, sometimes people get behind the keyboard and they get bold and they get, you know, they're
right,
like, oh, they think they're big and bad. But if you're going to say something about me and I'm going to see it, I'm going to say something back to you because I feel I have that right. So I try not to get into it with people, and most of it, I let it go. And, you know, unfortunately,
right,
you know, I had from this, you know, Little Mermaid thing, I mean, there was also people, you know, who say nasty things to you or racially, you know, slurs or things like that on my Instagram. And I always say things to them like, you know what, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
They don't know how to take
exactly
that. You know,
well,
you know,
no,
you can kill them with kindness. It's
exactly
just, you know, but, you know, people, everybody has their, you know, has their opinions. But I will tell people, you can't come on my page and do it because I will delete it. And I might say something back to you. I might.
Well, see, that, I, you know, I just, first of all, pay them no attention. Those are the folks who usually, like you said, the only courage they know is to hide behind a keyboard or whatever they
yeah
call it these days.
Yeah.
You know, so don't, you know, you're doing the right thing and don't even focus on those folks. But I know
oh,
they
no,
would be quite surprised to see a response from you, Camille. They
oh,
would
no,
be quite
surprised. Like sometimes,
yeah,
in fact, I had a little situation with somebody that I knew and I had to type them a little email and say, no,
wow,
you can't talk about it like that. And I just decided
yeah
I was going to speak up for myself because I didn't think it was right and I didn't. So, you know, and they didn't necessarily maybe like what I said, but I don't really care. I just don't think sometimes
exactly
it's right, especially if you know me, that you like that you think you're going to speak to me like that. That's I'm not
exactly
having that. So,
well, you know what? I will tell you, and talking with everybody out there, I think what it is that because we, you know, we just love everything that you guys are doing. And folks just think that they're almost thinking that you're not human almost, you know? So,
yeah,
and we got to remind folks that you are a human being with feelings. And, and just because you have all the talent in the world doesn't mean you don't have feelings now. So we just want
no,
to remind
you
folks.
Know, you know how
so,
in that one song, Erykah Badu says, you know, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. And that's
true. Look, I'm sensitive that. Oh, yes, we love Miss Erica. Yes, we do.
Yes, we
Camille,
do.
I just have to say, we just love all that you're doing and working with these incredible folks out there. And so now I know you have some other projects and things that you're working on that I tried to dig up. I tried to look. I said, I'm going to have to ask her, what else might you be able to share? A lot of times, you know, we get the artists on, they can't really say too many things in advance, but is there anything
right
that you can share that you can drop a little nugget today on the Hair Radio Morning Show for the fans?
You know what I can tell you? Like, I just finished up the piano lesson. So I was in Atlanta
whoa
doing the piano lesson with Sam Jackson. So that was really beautiful. And it was, you know, it was the whole Denzel Washington family production. So, you know, Denzel was the producer, and it was done for
wow
Netflix. He was our executive producer, and Todd Black.
Mm.
And then we had his son, Malcolm. Malcolm Washington was the director. You had
wow
also his daughter, Katia Williams, Katia Washington, who we're also friends. Katia was a producer. His daughter, she is a lovely, beautiful, smart woman.
Wow.
And then you had John David, who also was in, he also was an actor in the production of The Piano Lesson, which they took it from Broadway and brought it, you know, to film. So that was
right
a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to, you know, to explore that play and really do something, you know, that I haven't done in a while, like definitely that is a play, but taking it to film. So that was really,
wow,
really, we had a really great time doing that. So that was really beautiful. And
I'm
I mean,
just
and
loving
then too,
it.
You know, August Wilson, his words are
yes
just still so vibrant to this day. And his, you know,
yes,
the family dynamics, they haven't changed since when he wrote Piano Lesson. So it was a great
exactly
opportunity to be a part of, you know, that sort of, you know, project.
Now, I got to say, Camille, as you're describing this, I'm thinking you're kind of, you're like forging a career path that I don't think existed before. I really don't. So how does that feel? Or do you realize that you really truly are leading, you know, the path on this, and this is incredible. It's
you know,
not a career that
really
I expect anybody else to do.
I'll be
wow.
honest, I don't really think about it in that terms because I feel like I have so much to still do. So I don't
yeah.
even think about it. But, you know, I just, you
right.
know, I just want to always, like I say, I want to forge ahead because, you know, it's past, like we want to break through those glass ceilings, but, you know,
yeah.
but the sky is the limit. And so I just keep pushing myself. So everybody from behind me, so I can take your hand and your hand and your hand and help pull you up, because it shouldn't be one or two of us as Black women who are doing movies and doing big budget. We should have
yeah.
15, 20, 100 Black people who are in hair and makeup who are doing, you know, $100 million movies and more. So we have to elevate not only what we do, our skill levels, and just elevate ourselves as people to play on that field.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
All right. Siobhan DeSeer, it is my great honor to bring you back to the show today from Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. Good morning again to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Listen, I want to jump right on in on this topic. This is something that's been very big, and it's been kind of weighing on me as a topic I wanted to cover on the broadcast. And so it's really easy. It's all about kind of preserving the look as far as the clients go once they leave your chair. So
okay.
Today's topic talk with Siobhan DeSeer and Kara Hand is how to make sure that the style that you just received at your favorite hair salon lasts after you've left the salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And this can also lend itself to after you leave the barbershop. So these
yeah.
are some great at-home tips or some aftercare that we can talk about. So let's kind of get started. Okay, first
yeah.
of all, Siobhan DeSeer, my question to you, when clients come into the shop, are they necessarily thinking about aftercare, or are they just in the moment and just want to look good when you put that mirror in front of them and they say, oh, wow.
Yeah, you
is
know,
that
honestly,
all that you're looking for at that moment?
I'm thinking that it's a bit of both. You know, you come in, you want it, whether you're getting a new look or what have you, you want it to look great. And then, of course, you want to maintain it. You spend some money on your hair. So you want to know how you can keep this hair looking amazing. So definitely. Now, the answer to that question would definitely depend upon what style you have, what techniques or, you know, what tips you may need. So as you mentioned, the barbering. Okay, so let's say if you have your hair is cut short on the sides, right? Are
yeah.
you natural? Is it relaxed? You know, these are other things or tidbits that we need to know what's going on with your hair. In either case, I would say a brush is your friend. Brushing the hair on the sides, if you have like a low cut, very good. Just to keep it nice and laid, you know, and then you just tie it down and you're good to go. Now, what's going on with the top? Is it curled? Is it curly? Is it, you know, do you have some hot curls going in? Is it locked, you know? So these are other things that we have to look at. So if you have locks, then I would recommend that you use, if you're a female, you might, well, male or female, I guess it really doesn't matter, but a satin type cat, or maybe a even what they call the do-rag, you could put that on.
Well, I'm a male and I have a satin cap, so.
Yes.
Okay,
you say you have a
so
satin,
I
which one are you
those.
Using?
I have my own, and plus I have a do-rag, but I also have my specific silk cap. Now, can you tell everybody while we're talking about that in this moment that we can get
yeah.
back to that, but what's mm-hmm. the importance of a satin-type cap?
Well, what it is, a lot of times if you're sleeping and you have a pillowcase and it's not the proper material, you can lose a lot of moisture, you know, cause a lot of breakage and all like that. Some people don't like to put anything on their hair. So if you don't want to cover it down, then you might want to make sure you change your pillowcase to either silk or satin pillowcase. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about putting anything on it, because a lot of times, you know, you don't want to wear that bonnet or silk cap or whatever when you're laying down. So you might need to just, you know, get a pillowcase, you know, switch it up so you'll
exactly.
still maintain your look.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the silk or satin, like Siobhan said, believe me, it is fantastic. You don't
right?
even realize, because that traction that happens naturally yeah. when you're using those other types of materials or other fabrics, that really can lend itself to breakage and damage.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm all in. I'm all
yeah,
in.
And let me tell you, Carrie is something, because, you know, as we mentioned, breakage, and some people might be listening and hearing, okay, with a pillowcase and this and that with breakage. You know, when you have a head full of hair, probably not that much of a concern. Oh, I have a head full of hair. But the truth is, you, if you're here,
you're not so happy.
If you're
I got a head full of hair, okay. Go ahead.
Right. You know, some people, because everyone's different circumstances, but just imagine if your hair is thin already. Well, baby, you are not trying to lose a strand. So you
not
have to try to
all.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Mm. Siobhan DeCia,
yeah.
you are killing it this morning. So talking about this, and you know what? And this is a big thing. So that's one of the big tips when you leave the salon. Make sure that your night care is all in. And
it's
I call
disgust,
it 100.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Because this,
when you,
yeah.
Go ahead, Siobhan, please.
Yeah, just to touch on that a little bit, because the truth is, you should have a consultation with your professional before the service as well as after. You got to close out, so you'll know exactly what regimen or what you need to do until your next visit.
Now, in that initial consultation with your professional, what are some of the things that you talk about? So when do you bring up the subject of the aftercare? Is that in the closing consultation, or is it covered at the top?
I think you touch on it a little bit of both, because, right, if you're a new client coming in, I need to know a bit about you and your lifestyle, you know, so I'll get a gist of what style may work for you. Because if you're really active, you're in the gym every day, you're working out, or let's say you're playing football or you're on a basketball team or you're an athlete or whatever you're into, I really need to know what's going on, so I'll know what type of style we're doing, so you can have the, you know, longevity in whatever hairstyle we choose for your hair goals, and you tell me a little bit about what's going on with your hair, what are your concerns, and then we go from there.
Now, Siobhan, this year, when it comes to aftercare, after they've left the salon, you've hooked them up with the style of their dream, they're ready for their close-up, as we say. What about the products? How important does the role of hair products play in the aftercare process?
I think it's very important. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all for anybody. So a lot of times it has to be custom. We're in a day where, you know, you could pull up a video and you see everyone bouncing around with false expectations on certain products, and they'll have you believe like your hair is going to grow down to the floor overnight. No such thing. You know what I mean? The truth is it depends on your hair texture, keeping the scalp stimulated, very important.
And
things you can
yeah,
do. And moisturize, yeah, depending on your hair texture, you have to know, because too much of anything is not good. So you
exactly.
have to kind of, and everyone's hair is different, so it's hard. Like a lot of times I tell people, watch your hair and learn your hair, because no one really knows your hair better than you. You wear it every day.
Mm.
So when you come in, you're telling me what you're going through with your hair, and then we'll go from there. you know, so good stuff there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest today in our hairstylist spotlight is someone you know very well. Her name is Siobhan Desir, and she is the person behind Roots Rock Salon. You've heard the commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it is my great honor to welcome you again to our broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. And I want to give a big welcome to all the listeners out there. If you have any concerns of your hair and your hair regimen, feel free to reach out to me for a consultation free of charge. And we can do a Zoom consultation, no problem. And I'll help to guide you if you need any of my assistance. I'm here for you.
Yes. Now, generally, we send everybody to our Hair Radio online community, but you are also out there as well on social media. And why don't you give everybody, if you don't mind, please share your contact information. We have a lot of folks who are in this neck of the woods.
Thank you. They could always reach me at rootsrocksalon.com. Rootsrocksalon.com.
Yeah. And that's spelled R-O-O-T-S. rocksalon.com. So we want to make sure that that's clear. Very good. Okay, Siobhan Desir. I'm always excited about this. And so now, what about the internet? So talking about aftercare, are you a proponent of your clients, okay, after they've left out of Roots Rock, going to YouTube University, grabbing all the latest tips from folks who may or may not be licensed cosmetologists. Probably 98% are not at YouTube University. They're just going in, okay, with all kinds of tips and all that. What do you say about that, Siobhan? How do you feel as a licensed cosmetologist?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not against it. You know, if that's what they choose to do, they can. The only thing is, you know, a lot of times if they come back and they ask me things about it, I'll give them my professional advice because you don't want them doing anything. Let's say, in other words, you don't want them going home and putting a whole bunch of Gorilla Glue on their hair or anything like that. So, you know, it's good to be knowledgeable.
And if you mentioned Gorilla Glue, we have to talk about Dr. Obang. But, yeah, you don't want them to need Dr. Obang, who is the one who rescued Jessica Brown from the Gorilla Glue Girl.
So it's okay to look and see what's going on, and you might see something you like, which is always a perk. And as a professional, I can look and say, okay, all right, well, let's, you know, accomplish this way and just give you the healthiest method to, you know, obtain whatever it is you're looking to do.
Now, what about the seasons? Does that play into it? You know, whether it is the warmer seasons that we're about to get into with spring and summer, or is it that you are just battling through the cold season? Does the aftercare vary? Like certain things you might need to do in certain seasons that you don't have to do in other seasons?
Yeah,
does that make
well,
a
listen,
difference?
If, yeah, it does. Honestly, if you're a natural and it's hot, like a desert out there, really hot, yeah, there are certain styles you might, you know, have to switch up a little bit from the summer to the winter, let's say, or spring and fall. So, yes, of course, it will play a part in it. But in terms of hair growth and maintaining length and breakage and all like that, that is more connected to having a regimen. You know, sticking with doing your trims is necessary, sticking with keeping moisture in, sticking with, you know, not letting it get dry, watching how much stuff you put in it, making sure you're taking the right vitamins and minerals for your system, trying to maintain stress levels. So there's a lot. There's a lot of contributing factors.
Eating and water.
Yes, lots and lots of water and fiber.
And eating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those things have endless benefits. And most of all, your ends. So I'm loving this, okay? This is fantastic talk today. So, you know, we love having Siobhan Desir every time you come to the show. It's always something new. One of the other things I always tell everybody about is that you do a lot of promotional work with advertising out there. You have things that help right at Roots Rock Salon. So this is something really nice. Now, what do you say? What about to your hair professionals, your colleagues in the industry? Any tips for them on how
they can promotions? Let me tell you something. I'm a firm believer in you leave things to those who are best at it. I am not a promotion specialist, so I reach out to the best of the best to handle my promotions. And the secret to that, if you're looking for it, are you waiting? Should I be tight-lipped or should I tell my secret? Do you have a drum roll for me?
You should let them have it, Siobhan.
Do you have a drum roll for me there?
I'll find one.
So my secret ingredient is I let Hair Radio handle it all because I am too busy working and studying in the field of hair and cosmetology to find out what's new, you know, and what's coming up, and that's what I'm going to focus in on.
Well,
so
I appreciate
that. And it's the truth. I personally believe that when it comes to things, you know, you have to let those who are best at it handle it, and then especially in this case for me. But for everyone, you know, that this is it. It's just easier for me. It saves me time, and I get the results that I need to see.
Well, I go back to starting a long time ago in this industry of hair industry beauty promotions. And I remember talking hair promotions when I got started, and this is back in the 90s and then in the early 2000s. And most of the stylists at the time, remember this was pre-social media. There was YouTube wasn't around for decades. It wasn't a gleam in anybody's eyes at that time.
So
do you remember, Siobhan, how it was such a challenge to get the stylists and the people in the hair business to know what hair promotions were all about? Now we take for granted. People call me on the phone, Carrie, I want this, I want that. I need this, I need that, I need da-da-da-da-da. Can you design this for me? Can you work that? How's that product? Can I have that? What show are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da.
Something. And I think a lot of it comes to the point when you look back, you might have had a, I don't know, what were we using back then? Were we using Nextels or, you know, the little chirp phones or were we using
I forgot that. You really go in.
right. I'm telling myself, but it's okay. I'm gracefully accepting it. So, you know, back then we didn't really have internet access on the cell phones. And, you know, lucky enough, if you had a laptop or a computer, and it wasn't really much action going on, so to speak. I think this thing really blew out the water once we were able to, you know, start up with the, what did they have,
social
the MySpace,
media.
The Facebook, and the Internet. When the Internet came to the palm of our hand, it pretty much changed the game on everything.
Well, I'll say the Internet, I agree with you, but more specifically social media. Because first, remember, it was that information superhighway, and that used to get all clogged up with all kind of crazy talk on hair care, and it was not very helpful at that time, per se. So that's why I wrote that article for the New York Challenge newspaper, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? Nowadays, you look, there's a whole different level to that. The only part, and I've talked with other stylists who've been on the show about it, but the only part to that is that just bear in mind you want to get good, healthy information, and you want to follow the advice of your hair care professional, like Siobhan here, a Roots Rock Salon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like if anything else was going on, you know, you want to seek a specialist, even though, you know, you do your research, you look, but you want to also seek that second opinion to, oh, what about that? What do you think about this? And then you pretty much go from there. You always want to consult with someone to make sure that you're heading in the right direction, whatever it is you have going on.
Absolutely. Now, Siobhan Desir, is there any direction that you see? We talk about the industry, where we were, and it was different for natural hair side. It was different for the chemical side, you know, so the cosmetologist will say. But where do you see the industry? Is there any thing that you can kind of forecast? You know, like for me, I believe that maybe social media, I believe that that whole thing, and we've been talking about it on this particular episode, I think it's still going to continue to blossom and mushroom even larger. And I think things like social, what is it, facial recognition, all these other AI-type things are going to play into technology. Is going to be more so incorporated into the haircare process. What do you think?
Yeah. I think, honestly, it's an added benefit. You know, here where I am, we were, everything had to go into appointments with everything that was going on. Everything had to go into appointments. So it created a bit more, even though we were doing appointments before, but it created a lot more structure. And in having those appointments and accepting the prepayments and so forth like that, it simplifies everything. Now, in terms of how we're wearing our hair, is it going to be natural? Is it going to be chemically enhanced? Well, the way I look at it, be the best you. And no one can determine who the best you is. You determine that. I have a head full of locks by choice. But if you decide you want to relax it, color it, straighten it, press it, whatever, it's your world, and no one can change your world. You enjoy your world because we only have one life to live. Live your best life.
I love it. And on that note, Siobhan DeSia, Roots Rock Salon. Again, remind everybody where you are and how they can connect with you, Siobhan.
Absolutely. You can always, I'm in Jersey. You can always contact me via the website, rootsrocksalon.com. And I welcome you all. Always looking for new stylists and barbers as well.
Absolutely. Again, how to make that style of yours last after you've left the salon. And for the pro side as well, Siobhan DeSia is a great mentor. She's been out there a while, and helped so many folks in the industry and continue to do so in addition to your shop and all the education things that you're doing. Also supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of our platforms. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got
and
a
I'm
lot
Siobhan
more.
And I'm Siobhan DeSia. Thank you for listening to HairRadio.com.
Oh, listen. All right. Siobhan DeSia with the closeout. Okay. Outstanding job.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology, and I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yes,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio
Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow.
When you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And
wow.
And he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't proven to work well enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas as at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
By age 20, you should be old enough to realize this. Number one, life is 100% better when no one knows anything about you. Number two, you're at peace with yourself when you mind your own business. Number three, you shouldn't take advice from people who are not where you want to be in life. Number four, life doesn't wait for you to be okay, so get up every day and keep pushing through. Number five, master your emotions. A calm mind can handle any situation. Number six, everyone will show you who they are. Just give them time. Number seven, if you don't build your dream, someone will hire you to build theirs. Number eight, you need to be smart enough to create your own opportunities. Don't wait for them to come to you. Number nine, the secret of happiness is freedom. The secret of freedom is courage. In life, you must take action if you want to experience freedom.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It is mid-show. Thank you very much, Purple Barbie. It is Friday, December 1st, the 1st of December of 2023, and it is our broadcast show number 927. 927 as we kind of march along here, really closing in on our 1,000th show and beyond. It's midpoint in our broadcast today. Of course, you guys know. We're live from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 to 8 Central, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, Thursday mornings, and, of course, Fan Day Friday morning. And that's exactly where we are today. Have a very, very special spotlight guest joining us in our third hour. So that's about 8 o'clock Eastern. If you're in the Central Time Zone, that's 7 o'clock. Hopefully we'll have him on. It'll be Mark David Carter, who is really kind of helping us to wrap up the coverage this week on his Natural Hair Fest that happened this past weekend in my home territory of Brooklyn, New York. So can't wait to chat with him live. He'll be here live. He's out in the Chicago area, back in Chicago, and we're going to catch up with him. So can't wait. He's in a Central Time Zone, so it should be a lot of fun. And also, I just want to say we've got a lot to get into, have some big announcements as well, and what's on tap for next week on our broadcast. Again, it is the 1st of December, so it's kind of our Christmas launch as well. We have kind of brushed off some of those great Christmas classics in our playlist for today. We opened up the show with Love and War by, of course, Miss Tina Braxton, but we'll be kind of switching over to our Christmas songs and all of that. We just have to do that. And speaking of Christmas, we're also going to do kind of like not the big Rockefeller Center style tree lighting that happened in New York City this past couple days ago. We're doing our tiny tree in Brooklyn. Okay, Christmas lighting. So we'll talk about that. We'll be putting that together and we'll be sharing those photos online. And you can share your Christmas tree photos as well. And I wonder if Michael Hopkins, who is our host, he is the veteran's veteran. You guys know him. He is out of Spotsylvania, Virginia, originally from Philadelphia. And like I said, he's the host of the Vet Talk Radio, so he's an accredited claims agent. He helps these veterans to navigate the claims process so, you know, that they can receive the proper disability compensation. And so I'm always proud of the work that he's doing. His show airs on Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern Time. And if you're out in the Central Time Zone, again, that's about 7:30. So it's my great honor and pleasure to bring to the line the one, the only, Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Michael. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, it is. Good morning. Good morning. Good
Happy
morning.
Happy to show to you, sir.
Right back at you, Carrie Hines.
Okay. Well, Michael, it's our show number 927, and Friday, December 1st. And I was just saying, have you put up the Hopkins family tree yet?
Oh, wow, Carrie. That is a great question. Well, right now, we're just working on that bad boy. You know how it says
okay.
Under construction? Yeah, we're working on that bad boy.
Wow. So what? Tell us about your tree. What do you guys normally do? Do you get the real trees and go Christmas tree shopping, you and the fam? Or do you guys just kind of like me, take it out of the closet, take it out of the box, put a few little things together with, I forget what they said, quick bam, boom, the tree is up. That's
oh,
our
wow.
tree lighting book
wow.
this year. What I'm trying to see. Or
you
is this
know,
a big
Carrie.
Process, Michael? When I was a kid,
oh,
it was
you
a
know,
big
Carrie.
Process.
We do our thing, and we have to go, my wife and I, we have to go find a real tree. We just have to.
Oh.
It's that smell. You know, it's like the hunt of the right tree. The branches got to be a certain way and can't
I've
be spaces.
I've never had an actual live tree, never in my whole
wow.
life.
Wow,
so,
really?
Us. No, never, because growing up in Philadelphia, my mom was a nurse, a single woman out there, kind of like a real-life version of Diane Carroll's TV show. What was the name of that TV show that
Julia?
She was, Julia, yes. She was the nurse with the little boy. Although my mom was the mom of 9 children. So lots of siblings. But no, we always had an artificial tree, which I love the artificial trees. Do not get me wrong. Those I grew up with those. I remember we started early on with the real, with the aluminum kind of looking ones, and then we moved into the more realistic ones. And I love them. The aluminum ones, I remember when I was a kid, you'd have a light that used to shine onto the tree and change colors with whatever light was shining on. Yeah, those were, well, that's what I remember. My siblings may have been
Talking remember it like it
older.
Was yesterday.
Well, I loved it. I'd forgotten all about that until this very moment.
I
really had, Michael. So I've never conjured up that memory, but I love it. And so, no, I always have the artificial trees. And here at the Hair Radio Morning Show headquarters, I went years without a tree at all. But I said, no, our fans, we have to talk about it on our show. We're going to do a tiny tree lighting one day. And here we are. So I cannot wait to share what's going on with that. But, yeah, there'll be time to put up. I think December 1st. I normally kind of put the tree up in November because I like to extend the Christmas holidays. I think it's too short. But this time I didn't get around. We've been so busy, which we're going to talk about all that, Michael. But we've been so busy that we're just getting this underway. So we will be I'm taking Christmas all the way out to, like, Valentine's Day. So I don't know what you guys
do. Oh, hey, works for me.
We're taking it all the way out to the next holiday. So listen, Michael, so good stuff. I'm real happy to hear you're going to get to it. We're going to be back with some of your favorite Christmas songs. I know you're waiting for next.
That's how I know it's Christmas, Carrie.
What? We're going to get it on in just a little bit. Amazing
great.
Nat King Cole. When I grew up, my mom always had speaking of my mom, she had the, God rest her soul, she had the Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald album.
Oh, yes.
You heard of that album, Michael? It was one album. One side was Nat King Cole. The other side was Ella Fitzgerald. And they both they would sing Christmas songs. But I don't think they had a song together. It was literally just one album. And I remember hearing those. No one could sing those songs other than maybe Mahalia Jackson could sing. But like those, I mean, we just had extraordinary black talent. I just have to say it.
Oh, very much so. Yes. Talent, Carrie. That's the key word, like you just said, talent.
We still do. It's just not, sadly, because we, you know, our megaphones have been kind of dimmed and our voices have been kind of squashed and marginalized. We still have talent. It's just not promoted as it should be. And that's my opinion. So we're working on that, correcting that horrible, sentiment out here with trying to put on our Hair Radio Morning Show each day, empowering and just uplifting our community. We love you. We hope that you just, you know, just do some big things. We're going to help you to accomplish those things. So it's important to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
So, Michael, we got to look ahead now. Vet Talk, you are on Tuesday morning. That's our next live broadcast. Show number 928 will be Tuesday next week. So the Hair Radio Morning Show is on from 6 to 9, but you come on about 8:30 a.m. Eastern. So if you're already listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, then it rolls right on in with the Vet Talk Radio Show. So
very
I want to kind of talk about what can your fans, Michael Hopkins fans now, look forward to on the Vet Talk Radio Show next week. I know exactly what it's about. Michael, what are you going to say?
Oh, yes, Carrie. It's one of your favorite topics on the show.
Okay. We're going to
Tinnitus. Oh yeah, we're going to dive deep into the secondaries of tinnitus, Carrie. And it's so far great program. Love it.
Well, I think, thank you, Michael. I think tinnitus is going to be a wrap up of that for you. You'll be
into your third installment. Right.
That you're wrapping up on it. And these, again, are overlooked secondaries from emanating from tinnitus. So you really want to look, and Michael draws it all out, and I can't wait until you finally close in on this topic. And so you don't want to miss the next Vet Talk Radio show again Tuesday morning, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So, Michael, before we move along, some more of that talk coming up in just a bit, how do you, what's the weather like down there in Spotsylvania, Virginia? I just want to check in with you on that.
Oh, Carrie, one word, freezing.
Really? I think it's mild today.
Oh,
it's about 44 degrees here now.
Oh,
really?
lucky you. Oh, it's definitely been cold as all get up in the mornings down here. Oh, yeah. Even the frost has frost on it.
Guys, Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yeah.
Michael, is that northern Virginia or southern Virginia or central Virginia?
Oh, wow. It's actually on the tip of northern Virginia. We're like an hour away from Richmond, Virginia, the capital of Virginia. And we're an hour away from the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. So we're kind of in the middle of everything.
Where
I live down in the Spotsylvania area.
So I just want to get an idea. So it's, today you're having a chilly day. Okay, wow. Okay.
Very much so.
Well,
but
we'll send you some of our New York heat.
Oh, yeah. If you could FedEx that or, you know, whatever kind of way you could get it down here. Oh, that'll be great.
Well, listen, speaking of heat, we've got so much to share with everybody today. I'm super hyped about it because, first of all, our Salon TV Next Network rolls on. It's broadcasting. I'm going to just take a quick look and switch over to the Salon TV Network and see what's playing. But, I'm super, super excited about it because, again, it's about updates and keeping folks informed. And that you can advertise. Now, we license you to carry to, which means that you can put the Salon TV on in your shop or your home television. And this is not something that you can find online. The only way that you can actually watch the Salon TV Network, you've got to be licensed to stream it. So that's what we do. So you have to reach out to our office, and we're happy to get you all set up. We create radio content for you. We create commercial content for you that you can watch that will air. And it's affordable and has a great impact. And our Salon TV Network is already airing in several states in America and can be seen around the world. So it's a lot more to come on that. We've got a long way to go, and we're just happy to get started. So I just want to make sure folks are aware that we are moving forward with our Salon TV Network. How does that sound, Brother Michael?
Oh, super fantastic, my friend. Super fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. Now, speaking of updates, everybody's been asking me about AfroLock Magazine. And I just want to say that AfroLock Magazine will be back in January, so next month.
Oh.
With an all-new
super
issue.
Fantastic.
So I got a really buckle down and work because folks, you know, when it comes to AfroLock Magazine, they want the very best. We're looking at some, some beautiful content with beautiful pictures, beautiful stories, well-written and thought out and creative. And, we're just looking at Black excellence. So gotta get to work. Yeah, so I got a lot of stuff I'm doing, Michael Hopkins. And then I shared on Facebook, I go back to last March, during the time of, it was this year, but it was early this year, when we were at the International Beauty Show, IBS, you guys know New York, IBS New York, and we also had our own New York City live stage show. So, Michael, you can see the videos we've posted, some interviews there from March. It was excellent, just a beautiful event. So I kind of just reshared. We're looking back, sharing memories and all that wonderful good stuff. Is that not nice? Now, did you enjoy the show? Was there anything that jumped out at you, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, yeah. It was our nominee, our Academy Award nominee, Camille. I loved hearing her talk. You know, Carrie, I love hearing her talk about that aspect of the entertainment industry that she's in. No matter how many times we have that piece on, I just love it because she is so informative.
She is. Camille Friend, she's out in Hollywood, and she's a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. As you guys who are tuned in, if you missed it, you can listen on a replay a little later after we wrap up our live show. But Camille is just amazing, and to be nominated for an Academy Award, as she mentioned, she was like 3 or 4 times being nominated, and she's finally is getting closer. So she didn't win this go round, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed for her. I'm sure she'll be nominated again. As she mentioned, she worked on a Denzel Washington project just recently, and so we'll hear more about all that and The Little Mermaid and Wakanda Forever and all that kind of stuff. And she started out in TV and this is going to age. She's probably going to kill me, but, because this goes back. But it's my favorite TV show, Third Rock from the Sun. And so I'm so happy. She's been doing it up. Yeah, it's still funny.
Great
I could watch that show today and just sit here and laugh.
Carrie. And you know something, Carrie? For John Lithgow, it was kind of departure from what we were used to seeing him in his acting career. Never really saw him as in a comedic role.
Yeah, one of the first movies that I remember going to see as a little kid was John Lithgow in this movie called The World According to Garp. And starred in that movie, and it was just a weird movie. I mean, it really was. But it was a very strange movie. But John Lithgow is an incredible actor, as you see demonstrated on that show. He's just a funny man. But he's also a dramatic talent, and he's just a all-around kind of fella. And so I love all of that. Yeah, and I love, we talk about some of the great classic movies and TV shows and music and all that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And never forget their style. They've got an element of style and so forth, and we love that. So listen, Michael Hopkins, I'm kind of enjoying all of this today. I want to talk about our guest coming up in the next hour. All week we have been playing some clips and talking about the Natural Hair Fest, which has been something very important. The Natural Hair Fest, which was just held over the weekend, this past weekend, which I just love because it really brought together a lot of folks who need to know, there were patrons or event goers who came out to learn about natural hair care. I started the show with a presentation on the Crown Act and also the aspects of natural hair and different things and the trending aspects. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. But I just loved it, and they came out to support me. Folks, I had no idea, so I was very excited about that. We're going to get into that in the next hour. But our special guest in the spotlight hour should be I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, Mark David Carter should be here. And so, looking forward to that. So, Michael, we're going to get on our playlist. We're going to talk a little bit more on Fan Day Friday and so much going on. Okay, let's kind of a little bit of, like you said, Michael, it's not Christmas until you hear this this wonderful, wonderful Christmas rendition, and we'll get on a few more. We're gonna mix it up a little bit. We're gonna play some of your favorite Christmas songs, but we'll also continue with some of our incredible tributes to some of these legendary music artists that have been, in my opinion, overlooked in recent times, and we want to kind of give them a little bit of some kind of accolades, if you will, or some attention. And then, Michael, I do have want to talk a little bit quickly about, speaking of some of the folks who've been on, like Mark Carter and Camille Friend and so many others in 2023, I want to take a look at some of our fascinating guests. We're going to talk a little bit about that at the top of the next hour and just so much. So you got to just stay with us. Now, how's that, Michael Hopkins?
Hey, sounds like a plan to me, Kerry Hines.
Yeah, so I'm super, super excited about this. Now, so this is the kickoff of the Christmas songs. You love these Christmas songs, Brother Michael. We're going to just see what we have. Okay, so now you mentioned, now I also want to say our playlist, which I just love this, also includes Do They Know It's Christmas? And I don't know if you know this song, Michael. This is really the one that always gets me. It's the one where they had overseas, all these incredible British artists got together to sing, like kind of like the We Are the World, but it was the kind of like We Are the World, but it was this. I'm going to play a little bit of the song. It's only 2 minutes. Take a listen and let us know what you think. Michael, we're going to get on your Christmas song in just a bit. Stay with us. We got a lot more to get to this morning on the On the Radio Morning Show. Don't go anywhere, folks.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. Christmas time, we let in light and we find shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the black female in three areas. First, the black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the black woman's demise. She raised the black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
good
buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I think it's the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best, folks
right.
in our everyday
yeah.
lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about
yeah.
the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members. Of my extended family, sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning. The beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks about the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, that's too
Ed
many.
Knows
that's
everything,
too many.
So Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember us back in the day, like we was in Newark, and we had our, you had your office there, and that's where
right.
it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. And the Ironbound section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really
was.
I think it was
so much
fun
back then.
And it was a third floor walk-up, if I recall. It was I think it was the third floor, second or third floor. It was way up, many steps. And I remember we didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And we would have on the celebrities like Little Susie and local. She had a big hit record, though, back in the day.
She did. Oh, yeah. She was popular back then.
Exactly. She was popular. And we, Cece Peniston came and brought her manager. Yes, that was the early days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
Montel
able to shake
Jordan.
Her hand and everything. Oh, my
Lord. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember that? Were you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
I forgot you were there.
Wow.
Yeah,
she
was
awesome
to meet her.
She was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all were. Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but... We had our office on the third floor. Next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they did
for
radio.
Yeah,
remember the
So
they gave me the microphone to use for Cece Peniston's interview, her very first interview, not the one that you guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but the very, very first time she ever did our show. And we were all huddled around one mic. Literally, all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah. Remember
that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time. Now, Dr. Praneet James, I want to say that I remember you, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. Several years ago, it's been several years at this point. But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
a holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor. And we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems. So normally when someone comes in for hair loss, what I do is do a body scan. And what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range. So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, you know, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about a 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, you know, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it, because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair, because the blood, you know, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, the blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there's a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, you know, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge. You know, our body systems, that's a, you know, like I said, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So, pretty much, if you have some type of, you know, a major health condition, or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
Well, it gets no better than that, of course. That's Dr. Praneet James, and you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning. It's 8:12 a.m. on December 1st of 2023. So we really are just getting to the point of, well, for me, the Christmas holiday really kind of picks up a bit right about now. So let me get my co-host, my co-star, Michael Hopkins. He's the chief of veterans for us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. He handles our community coverage on helping the veterans with their disability claims. Michael Hopkins, back online, chatting live in our third hour today. Again, good stuff,
yes,
Michael.
Yes, sir. Good stuff.
Yes, yes. And I think what I want to do is give him some... Let's do something. You know, we, speaking of which, since we have some time to open up, I want to kind of talk not just a little bit more about what the veterans are going through, but how we can help, and also maybe we can get on one of your classic clips here from season 3, Michael Hopkins. I think that would be very, very nice. And then we can talk about it on the other side. To do something a little different this morning. I'm very, very happy to do so. So we'll work on that. But, yeah, Michael, what about next week? Are you looking forward to that talk, new episodes and all of that?
Oh, very much so, Karen. Very much so. It is so fantastic that we get to help the veterans.
Yes. I agree 100%. Well, listen, there is a little bit that I kind of want to get on into on what you've been working on over the seasons here. And I always tell you, I want to kind of toss it back to some of the things that you've done in the past right here for the Hair Radio Morning Show audience. And so kind of good stuff. So I'm going to kind of see if we can find a little clip here to put on some of your incredible work this past year especially. And one of my favorites, Michael, I don't know if you remember this, on debunking myths. Do you remember that?
Oh, very much so, Karen. Very
Michael,
much
I'm gonna,
so.
I'm going to see if we can get a little bit of that on and then stay with us, folks. We're going to be talking about that on the other side. It's Fan Day Friday, but we got a little bit of a special. We always believe in shaking things up here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Michael, take a listen, and we'll be talking about this. Hi, Michael Hopkins. It's time for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And as always, we are so excited. We must first give an official salute to our veterans and all the fans of today's broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So, Michael Hopkins, we're doing just that. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Michael Hopkins, what do you have on tap for us today?
Oh, Carrie, today we're going to be debunking myths, misconceptions, and misunderstandings when it comes to filing for claims for compensation. That's what we're going to be doing today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sounds quite interesting, Michael. So hold it. Are there myths and misunderstandings and even misconceptions when you're filing a claim out there?
Oh, yes, Carrie, very much so. Very much so. There are a lot of things floating around out here with veterans. And I run into this a lot when I go to help them file for their compensations as an accredited claims agent or, as you call it, an ACA. Run across
you
all
are
the time.
ACA. Wow.
Very much
so, Carrie. I'm so glad that you're here today to set the record straight. All right, Michael Hopkins, please take it away.
Now, Carrie, at number 10, there is one out there that people think there's only one contractor that when you file claims, the government, i.e. the VA, sends you to just one contractor for your medical issues that you have that the VA is trying to figure out if they can award you a claim. A lot of people only think it's one contractor the government has. Actually, Carrie, believe it or not, there are three distinct contractors that are authorized by the VA, i.e. the Claims and Compensation section, to examine a veteran that has filed for compensation. There's three of them.
There's three, not just one. So
not
there's
just
one that's kind of well-known, is that it, and the others are not?
Well, it sort of works like this, and it's kind of funny, but what the government does, they look at who they can put you on their schedule out of the three of them, who's close by you, who you can go to within a certain mile radius. They kind of send a bid out, and whoever answers the call that has an appointment, that has something that they need, that's who you go to.
Wow.
And I'll name the three of them. Most veterans will have gone to one of these, or all three of them. But some veterans who've never filed, Carrie, they've never gone if they've never filed. And they can be a little skeptical because I've had veterans say to me, oh, I got this call from somebody pretending that they were representing the government, i.e. the VA, and they were trying to set me up for an appointment for an examination for my claim. And I hung up the phone. But, you know, because they don't know. The three that veterans will hear about is called VES, or Veterans Evaluation Services. Another one is LHI, and if I remember correctly, they have switched over to a new name, Quantum. And the third one is QTC. Those are the three entities that the average veteran, when they file for a claim for compensation, will run into. And they'll contact you in one of several ways, Carrie. They'll either contact you through mail, you know, the regular snail mail, as we call it. They'll either email you or they'll call you. And either way, they'll say this is, and they'll name the company, and they'll say something to the effect of that the VA, i.e. Claims and Pension Section, has tasked us to do an examination. It could be a physical examination. It could be mental health. But they've been tasked to do this. And all they're doing is they're trying to set you up for an appointment. And that's basically what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And that's essentially all that should happen in that part of the year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's right. It. Okay. They're just going to evaluate you, and that's it. But very important.
Awesome. Okay, three entities, not just one that's out there. Okay,
very
Michael, how can, what's at number nine?
Number nine, Carrie, there's another myth out here. Unfortunately, a lot of veterans think that they need a representative in order for them to file for compensation. A lot of veterans believe this because they've been taught this, that you go to file, you must run off to a certain organization, or you got to go get a lawyer that specializes in claims, and you can't do it yourself. The law says you can. And, you know, these things come across my desk all the time. And the reality is this. The VA, i.e. the Claims and Compensation Section, they urge you to have a representative. But it's not written in stone, Carrie Hines, that you must have a representative when you're filing for compensation. Many veterans who are savvy enough and they start to understand the system, they can file for their own claims.
They
literally can if they're savvy enough. I encourage veterans to get representation. I strongly encourage it. If you don't understand the claims process, if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know the forms, you're not computer savvy, if you don't know certain things, you don't know how to get your own medical evidence, your writing skills may not be up to par, and then your understanding, because it takes a lot to understand how to file for compensation in the claims and pension system, Carrie.
Hmm. Well, the good news is they have folks like yourself who are out there and able to assist. We don't want folks being afraid to file. So having this kind of show and understanding the benefits of having our folks. In your case, Michael, you're an acclaimed credited agent and very well suited, obviously, to assist the veterans. So good job. Okay. We're moving right along today. What's at number eight, Michael?
At number eight, Carrie, it's another myth out there that a veteran needs his or her service treatment records in order to file for compensation.
Mm.
Service treatment records, i.e. their original medical records when they were on active duty. A lot of veterans think that's a must-have. It's not exactly a must-have, Carrie. It's great if you have them. I mean, that makes the process go a lot smoother if you have records from when you were active duty in the U.S. military and something happened to you, and it continued to happen to you when you got off of active duty, whatever the illness or injury was, and you kept getting treated for it. But case in point.
If they don't have it, though, Michael, it's not enough reason for them to give up hope or anything like that.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. You know, case in point, I just helped a veteran who didn't have any of his service treatment records. I helped him, believe it or not, get your favorite claim that they should file for, the big T, right?
Tinnitus.
Yes. And he got right out the gate, he got tinnitus. And on top of that, Carrie, the beautiful thing about it, we went back in and we filed for his knees and also his lower back because during his active duty training, he fell off of like a telephone pole, not high up, but it was high up enough that it caused him to have damage to his lower back and both of his knees. And he he wound up, believe it or not, Carrie, out of all of that, he wound up getting an overall rating of 70%.
Wow.
And this was a gentleman who had never filed for a claim in life. Years. I mean, 40-some-odd years had went by. Almost 50 years went by. He filed. So, yes, if you're a veteran and you can still file, at least you'll be in the system. That's the way I look at it. You'll be in the system.
Absolutely. Wow.
Very much so.
It's always good to talk with you, Michael Hopkins, about these things. Because, again, these are usually myths and misunderstandings and misconceptions that are out there. And folks just don't know. And so I just love when you do these shows and you get an opportunity to really debunk these things and set the record straight on what they should be doing to file these claims. So good job, Michael Hopkins. Okay. I'm ready for the next countdown item. I see number 7.
Right. Now, number 7, Carrie, this is another one that a lot of veterans just kind of think that this is it for them. Once they get to an 100% rating, they think they cannot file for anything else. They've been led to believe that once you get to 100%, there's nothing else you can do. Just stay at 100%, be happy, and that's it. Well, guess
what,
Carrie?
You know what? It's kind of implied when you think 100%, that's it.
Right.
Which I would think that, too. So how does that work?
How does that work,
Mike Hopkins?
You know, Carrie, believe it or not, there's something called special monthly compensation. And many veterans, believe it or not, are eligible for it. And they don't even know it because no one has told them about this. This is sort of like with the VA, with the claims, this is sort of like a little hidden secret. It's
special
in plain sight, but it's special monthly compensation. This is paid in addition to when you're at 100%. This is additional payments, Carrie. Would you believe, Carrie Hines, these payments can go from $128 extra to a veteran to over $10,000, Carrie Hines?
Well, Michael, why is that so little known? You would think that would be something that would be well known.
Yeah, it's one of those things that no one talks about. It's right there in plain view. The government has, you can look it up when you look up things about claims and so forth.
Sure.
But a lot of people don't either talk about it or whoever's processing their paperwork, helping them, they don't look at the veterans' claims that they already rated for. And when you look at what a person is rated for, many of these things you can figure out that they're qualified for. Oh, and the other thing too, Carrie Hines.
Yeah.
Would you believe the claims and compensation section is supposed to put you in for some of these special monthly compensation issues?
Wow.
They're supposed to do that. And of course, unfortunately, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's supposed to trigger it. When they see that you have certain difficulties that you're rated for, perfect example. I have a veteran that's at 100%. He has one rating that's at 100%. One rating, Carrie. He has a mental health rating that he's at 100%. Now, if he had another 60% in ratings, but they were from the same system, say, for example, if his back was 20%, and both of his legs due to nerve damage were 20%. That's a total of another extra 60%.
True.
If he had that, the VA would be triggered, and he would qualify for what's called special monthly compensation S, like in SAM. Mm-hmm. He would qualify for that because he has another body system or systems that add up to at least 60%.
Wow.
So they know the, yeah.
It's
incredible. The VA, they already know you need the extra help, in other words, Carrie Hines. So that's what that's what they're supposed to do. But sometimes as accredited claims agents, you know, lawyers that are accredited with the government, the VSOs, all of us who are accredited by the VA, this is where we get involved as professionals, as subject matter experts, and we go through our clients' records and we find these things and we advocate for them because it's all about the vets.
Absolutely.
I always say that, Carrie. It's all about the vets.
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to, you know, they're maximum.
True.
They're supposed to get the maximum in this claims
and
arena.
We want that for them, yes.
Right. Very much so.
Well, Michael, what on earth is at number six?
Wow, Karen, this one is a really good one. Would you believe a lot of families believe they won't get any more benefits when the veteran passes away? A lot of families believe, a lot of spouses believe that. A lot of the veterans' children believe that once the veteran passes away, they're no longer entitled to anything.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, again, some of these myths kind of makes sense if no one tells you, you know.
Right, very much so.
But it's not so. So this is why having someone like Michael Hopkins, accredited claims agent, can clarify, and today you're debunking all these misunderstandings, these myths, these misconceptions, all the M words. So, Michael, great job. Okay. I can't wait to hear what's next.
Wow, Carrie, and this one I run across all the time. A lot of veterans say they don't deserve the benefits. They don't think they deserve any type of compensation. They were just doing their job. And that's another not true. You served, you deserve. It's just that simple. You served, you deserve. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. So that's definitely, again, one that, you know, I am so grateful that veterans may have that kind of humility. But I think, like Michael said, you serve, you 100% deserve.
Very much so,
Karen. Great. Great. Okay. I can't even say much more on that. Please accept what you're entitled to. You deserve it. All right, Michael, what's next on your list? Debunking misunderstandings and misconceptions today in growing claims. Yeah.
Would you believe, Carrie? Believe it or not, here at number four, guess what? You know, people actually think the VA is going to run out of money paying people claims. They actually believe that. A lot of vets believe that.
They think,
oh, my God, the VA, you know, if all of us file, they're going to run out of money and people won't get paid. And, not really. Money is set aside by Congress and Senate every year for veterans. Every year for veterans.
Wow.
For our claims.
So this is good to know. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's set aside. So we ain't going to run out of money, fellas, ladies. It ain't going to happen. No time soon. So file.
Yeah, don't let that discourage you from filing.
Right.
Please.
File. Keep that out of your mind. Just file. You deserve it. File.
Okay. And I think when we get start reviewing the numbers when you do your further count, then we'll figure out where exactly we are. But, yes, I think we're just getting to number four. But, Michael Hopkins, what do you have next on your countdown?
Well, Carrie, I have number three, and it's your favorite one again, the big T, tinnitus.
Uh-oh.
And most people think, believe it or not, most people think tinnitus and hearing loss are the same.
Michael, I have always thought they were the same. Ever since you first started covering tinnitus here on the show. But they are not. Tinnitus is different than just general hair loss. So hearing loss. So please clarify all that for everybody.
Yeah, hearing loss.
Sure.
So tinnitus is the perception of a ringing, buzzing, humming in your ears. Hearing loss is just as it says, hearing loss. You have lost some or all of your hearing, two things of which veterans suffer from.
Quite often, right?
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
And so this is something that you should definitely keep in mind. Not the same.
Right.
Okay.
Not the same. Yeah, most definitely.
And it can affect, obviously, what you're trying to do very differently.
Very
okay.
much so.
Okay, good stuff, Michael. Okay, I am excited. What's next on the countdown?
Now, Carrie, at number two, believe it or not, people think that age is a factor in a veteran's filing for compensation.
Here is a popular misconception.
Right, misconception. Age has nothing to do with it as a veteran. I've had younger veterans file. I've had veterans that I work with, Carrie, that are in their 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, they've won. The older veterans have won. I just had a veteran was 76 years old, and he was only rated for 10%. And I helped him, worked with him and his wife. He's now at 100% permanent and total.
Amazing.
As a veteran.
And that
and,
can make all the difference.
So age has nothing to do with it. I just want the veterans to understand that. Age has nothing to do with it.
I think when you explain this, Michael, what I hear is Tina Turner. What's age got to do with it?
Got to do with it.
That's
oh, yes. Love it, Carrie. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do a music video on that one with a
there
bunch of veterans.
Think about it that way, cousin ladies.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Very much so.
Well, I just love this where you really do kind of break it all down so that things are going to happen. Folks are going to pass along bad information from time to time. But listen, if you remember this, it's always available for you to play back. Michael, I love this, debunking these myths and misunderstandings and misconceptions. That's what you do here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So please give us a review from 10 to 2.
Wow, Carrie. Number 10. Most veterans think there's only one VA contractor servicing veterans. Not true. There's three. Number nine, veterans think they must have a representative in order to file for compensation. Don't. Believe it or not, number eight, veterans think that they need their service treatment records in order to file for compensation. Not necessarily. You can file. Main thing is get in the game. Number seven, that 100% rating that you get as a veteran is not where you should stop. You can get special monthly compensation and other compensation. Number six, many families believe that when the loved one passes away, they're not entitled to everything. Not true. You are still entitled. Number five, many veterans don't think they deserve benefits. Once again, you served, you deserve.
Wow. All right.
Number four, Carrie Hines.
Oh, yeah.
The VA will run out of money paying for claims.
Oh,
no, they
yeah.
won't. they will not run out anytime right. soon. So file, yes. file, and more file.
Exactly.
Number three, Kerry Hines' favorite, that tinnitus and that hearing loss.
Tinnitus. That's yes. one of the biggest misunderstandings of all time.
Right. And once again, it's two different things, two different yeah. claims you can file for as a veteran.
Yeah.
Number two, Kerry, age.
Yeah.
There's no such yeah. thing as you're too young or too old to file for compensation. If you are a veteran, you served, you can file for compensation. Simple
wow.
as that.
I love that. Not too old and not too young. You can always file. Michael Hopkins, all right. First off, I want to take a moment before we get to number one. And again, I want to thank all the veterans for tuning in to this broadcast and offer a special salute. You are just doing it up, Michael, with helping the veterans to facilitate the claims filing process. And we just appreciate you so much for doing this. Okay, and remind everybody, all of you out there, that you can simply read some of Michael's postings on his group page at www.hairadio.com. You'll see the big old blue post button right there. Click on that, and you'll see Michael's group page for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And that will take you to so many great posts that Michael has on an array of subjects. Michael, I just want to say great job. Awesome. And we look so forward to spending time again. So before we get to number one, thank you again, Michael, and take it away.
Oh, great. The number one myth that a lot of veterans have, believe it or not, Kerry Hines,
yeah,
many veterans believe that PTSD is only rated as combat. As post-traumatic
wow.
symptom disorder, better known as
yeah.
PTSD.
Actually, Michael, when I hear you say that, I'm thinking of that can only be the case. I would think that because of just logic. But explain that again, how that's not the case. That's very
wow,
good.
Wow, Kerry.
Yeah.
Wow, Kerry. Yes, it is not the case. The reason why it's not the case, there are two distinct types of PTSD. And actually, Kerry, if we got further, in the ratings table in the CFR, Code of Federal Regulations booklet, CFR 38 Part 4,
yeah.
under mental health disabilities or disorders, there are 31 different disorders that a veteran can potentially...
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Okay, we're back live. It is Friday morning, December 1st, 2023. Michael, can you hear me out there?
Very much so, Carrie Hines.
Okay. Sometimes, yeah, we liked it so nice that we had to play it twice. But, yeah, we're here at the Hit Radio Morning Show on this Friday, wrapping up the week, literally, of broadcast. And I have to say, it's been quite exciting, really. So we're back live again. It's December 1st of 2023, our show number 927 today. Michael, I love debunking the myth. You heard a pop-up Vet Talk Radio broadcast for the last half hour. Michael, I loved it. Great job.
Oh, yes, Carrie. That was one of my favorites that we did. It really was, because when I'm out in the field and I'm helping veterans, that's one of the issues, or those issues that we talked about. I see those issues all the time, Carrie Hines. And I have to debunk them one at a time.
Yes, well, you did. You did a really good job of that today. So I just want to say thank you officially again. Michael, I got to say, it has been a week here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It really has. We've had an incredible week. And there's some things we got to kind of take care of before we're in the last quarter hour of the broadcast of the week of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So lots of things to get to as we kick off our Christmas season right here on the broadcast. I'll be doing our wonderful tiny tree lighting. That's what I call it here. So we'll be working on that. Also, we've got next week on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we'll be covering the 10 most fascinating guests that we have right here on this broadcast in 2023. Got a lot of folks. Some of your favorites, we'll see if they made the list. We'll talk about this next week. Tuesday, of course, is next week. You're back, Michael, with the All New Vet Talk Radio Show on your regular day at Tuesdays at 8:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, 7:30 for Central Time Zone folks. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, hopefully we got some great guests. We'll kind of put out that on social media, so you need to follow us, and we'll give you a little preview and clip of who's coming on the broadcast. I think it's going to be fantastic. And also for myself, guys, I am going to be busy working this weekend, Michael. I'm super excited and hyped. I'll be working on the new Afrolock magazine that's due out in 30 days. So I got to really get on the grind here. That's a lot
very
of
much
networks.
So.
We've got, yes, we're putting out a schedule that's going to feature folks who have their own TV shows on our network. So if you're interested in getting the Salon TV Network, you can license it right at your own house. It'll stream on your TV. This is not something you're going to find online. So in order to see it, you have to license it. We have to license it to you. So, and you'll be able to stream it. So real good stuff. And it's very affordable and it's beautiful. It's well done. Well, Michael, you've seen the Salon TV Network. You have the Salon TV Network. What would you like to tell folks about it?
Oh, very much so, Karen. Oh, the Salon TV Network is fantastic. You know, a lot of times we'll have classic movies on there. We'll have very informative things on there. I mean, the clarity.
You have an enormous TV. So the Salon TV Network, like I have a tiny TV, like my tiny tree.
Uh-oh.
I have a tiny TV in our office that I'm looking at right now. So that's where my Salon TV Network plays. I switch from watching my regular TV channels to my Salon TV Network. And the Salon TV Network plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, Michael, we're going to allocate something you don't know. We're going to give you a time slot once a week that you will have your own show on camera to talk to the veterans. And so for the veterans out there who wish to follow you, they'll be able to see the Salon TV Network through the content that we release if we license them to watch it.
Oh,
so
awesomeness.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about all that next week. We got a lot of amazing updates, and just real happy about everything. I really have to say it's been just an incredible week. Michael, any favorite moments this week that you're going to take with you?
Wow, Karen. favorite moments. One of my favorite moments was, you got me on this one, was our homeboys from Philly, Hall & Oates.
Oh, that was, talk, I think it was. Yeah, and they're still in the news.
Just listening, listening to their music, Carrie, it just brings back so many, many memories of Philadelphia. And the street corner harmony.
Right. We go in on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We cover current music hits and so many things that are popular in our community, all the way to Blue Eyed Soul, they used to call it back in the day.
Oh, right. Carrie, they did used to call it that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Because these were folks, and their songs were so rich with harmony and just incredible beats and all that our community, we just took them over at Hall & Oates. So we love them. And I just hope they work out whatever personal or professional differences they got going on right now.
I hope so,
lawsuits
too.
And restraining orders and all kinds of stuff flying. After all these years, come on, folks.
Wow.
Make some new music. Make some new music.
Yeah,
now, listen,
much.
Michael, speaking of music, we're going to end out today in just a bit with your favorite Christmas classic song of all time, Mr. Nat King Cole. We've got to do that,
uh-oh,
folks. We've got to end today's broadcast with that. So we'll get that on in just a little bit. You can look forward to that. No, for me, Michael, I enjoyed the clips that we ran all week. Over the past weekend, I went to the Natural Hair Fest out in Brooklyn, New York, which is where I live. So it's just about maybe 45 minutes from my home studio here. Mark David Carter from Chicago, he came to New York and put this incredible event on. We met a lot of folks, and I've got to share the pictures online, which I'm going to try to get to this weekend on Facebook. And we're also in the midst of setting up a new Instagram account, so all that stuff we'll be sharing with you next week. I want to talk about safety at the salons, and I mean, we just got a lot going on here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and a lot to come in the weeks ahead. So I just got to say thank you, Michael. You have done an incredible job. Great co-star, great co-host. Keep up the good work down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We appreciate it. And continue your work with the veterans. Continue your work with the veterans.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Did that pop-up talk show surprise you today, Michael? Oh, very much so, Carrie. That one was a classic one. It really is. It is a classic one about busting up those myths. And it reminds me so much, Carrie, of just helping veterans. And the other week, you're an accredited claims agent.
And that's what it's
very
all
much
about.
So, Carrie. All about helping the veterans.
And I got to remind folks that our program, Michael, is about hair, beauty, and what's the C word, Michael?
Community.
Exactly. And you fall under that. To me, what that tagline is all about, you represent what that tagline is about. And so do we. Nicole Marie is an elected official down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Myself, I'm a New York City, appointed New York City public official. So I'm super excited about that. Plus, as I said, we're doing things out in the community with teaching about first aid and all that kind of stuff. So we got a lot going on, but community is key, and we believe in that. We're interested in hair and beauty. That's our entire that's what we stand on, literally. But we also want to say that, you know, it's about community. So we really love that. So listen, we'll be back, of course, 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And, you know, from the weekend, we'll cover a lot of things that are going on, whether it's local. Like here, I still got to get, I'll have an update for you out of New York on what's happening. For those of you who are following this man being ousted from Congress, who had a challenge with telling the truth, you guys know George Santos. So we'll try to cover and get you guys on the news side and give you some updates on Tuesday's show with all of that, plus a whole lot more with the New York, with our advisory board that we started. We're going to kind of get you guys up to date on that, as well as what's happening with the Hair Radio Association. So we always have a ton of items to chat about on the broadcast, Michael Hopkins. So, yeah, it's been a great time, I really have to say. I cannot complain. So, Michael, next week we'll try to, you know, do a little bit more. I'll give you an update on my little tiny tree and so many other wonderful, wonderful things. But don't forget, my favorite also, what we've got to look forward to next week, the most fascinating guest that we've had on our show. So I hope you've been keeping track, Michael Hopkins, because we're going to be looking for you, Nicole Marie, myself, and our team here to kind of, you know, choose who was who's at the top of the list. So we'll kind of talk about those in the running. And then at the end of December, we'll actually announce who made it to number one on our most fascinating guests on the Hair Radio Morning Show for 2023. So I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So in years past, folks like the Gorilla Glue Doctor has been on our most fascinating. Matthew Knowles from Destiny's Child, you know, father of Beyonce. Miss Dionne Warwick has been on our most fascinating list. Melba Moore. So many hair and beauty folks have been on. We've kind of dug up some of our archived pieces with look at the amazing, wonderful Cynthia Bailey, who we've been able to get that on in recent times. So many folks. So I cannot wait. This is something we'll be really, really sharing. So, Michael, you've been talking about this all week on the broadcast. And it's just time to go ahead and get it on. It's called The Christmas Song. And, Michael, why is that your favorite?
Oh, Carrie, it just memories back home in Philly and just the snow. You know, my grandma, my mother, my aunt, cousins, friends, the old neighborhood. And we, you know, every year, wow, I want to see what Greg or some of my buddies that I grew up with, just to see what they got for Christmas. And then we'd ride bikes if the snow wasn't on the ground. Just beautiful memories like that. And I always cherish those memories, Carrie.
We do too, right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's Nat King Cole. And like you said earlier, it's not Christmas until you get the underway. So we are kind of rolling our season here, starting our season today on the broadcast. So we're going to end out today's show with the just a playing of the Christmas song by none other than the King of Christmas, Mr. Nat King Cole. And I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We'll see you back here on Tuesday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, for the next live broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Once we wrap up today, we'll be sharing this program, if you've missed any part, onto social media. And again, you can always Google any of our 900 plus episodes at Google just by searching five words. Michael, what are those five words?
The Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly. We'll see you back here next week. Make it a great weekend, everybody. Awesome job.
Oh, yeah.